Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. Fellow 2020 South Dakota Hall of Fame inductee Senator Larry Pressler appointed Mike Cartney to the U.S. Air Force Academy. Once he retired, Cartney came back to South Dakota and for the past three decades has helped transform the state's technical college system. He's currently president of Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, and on September 12th, he'll join the ranks of South Dakota Hall of Fame inductees. Mike Cartney, congratulations, and welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jackie, and yes, it's a very humbling honor, so thank you.
Right. So your career started in the Air Force. Tell us a little bit about your time in the service and how that brought you to the next step into technical education.
Well, absolutely. You know, I spent 30 years in the military through a variety of assignments. This was our 19th move coming home to South Dakota. Throughout the years, there was always a focus in the military on technical education, making sure that people understand, you know, what their job is, how to do it best. And so it was kind of a natural fit when you combine that kind of background with all the leadership and command experience that someone brings coming out of the military. It fit nicely with Lake Area Technical College when I came home. Extremely pleased that they were nice enough to offer me a position when I returned.
So it seems like an emphasis on, you know, so-called real-world skills, technical education, public-private partnerships, education-employer partnerships. These are things we're hearing a whole lot more about recently. How has the conversation around a tech school education changed in the 30 years since you've been in this line of work?
Well, I actually came into this line of work in 2007, and probably the biggest emphasis has been that, you know, there is a strong connection between higher education and careers and higher education in your workforce. In fact, when we first started off, we started talking about that, you know, education is economic development. That we've evolved and sharpened that message to recognize that, you know, your institutes of higher education have to be community and industry facing. You know, they take their cues on what is success and set their goals based upon what they hear from industry and what our industry's needs. And that's probably been the biggest topic that we've taken on, whether it was here locally, at the state level, or nationally.
Now, Lake Area Tech in the last several years has received national attention for its excellence as a community college. Talk to us about the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.
Sure. The Aspen Prize for Lake Area Tech was in the top three community colleges in the nation from 2011 all the way up to when we finally won in 2017. And along the way, we had seen a constant improvement in our performance. You know, the 99% of our students were getting great careers when they graduated. So 99% placement, we had an exceptional graduation rate, which hovers around 74% graduation. And our retention was around, you know, in the mid-80s. And so, you know, a lot of notoriety from that, and that's really what helped us get the message out. You know, the President Obama came to the campus and was our commencement speaker in 2015 because of the performance that they saw from Lake Area Tech and the outstanding job that the people here are doing of connecting our education and programs with good quality jobs for our graduates.
And I was about to bring that up. Tell us about that presidential visit. Walk us through that day and what that meant for you as a university leader or a college leader.
Oh, that was that was a pretty a pretty remarkable day. You know, we didn't know anything at all about it until 30 days prior, and the White House actually called and made the offer that that President Obama would like to come and be our commencement speaker. We were truly honored. It was a great day, a great day for our students. And he really hit the hallmark of why what we do here our faculty and staff, you know, just how important that is, not only to South Dakota, but as an example to the nation of how you can make a huge difference in your community by providing that key workforce.
I know you've done a lot of public speaking on the topic of higher education, the importance of a community college. Talk to us about making the case for a community college education.
Well, you know, the community college is really the beginning of your academic career, and we need to do a good job of melding people's academic careers with their occupational careers. You know, our graduates not only graduate and start into great careers, but they also know that if they're going to continue, they need to not only perform great in their occupational career, but also they need to continue their academic. You know, we set our students out with the understanding that this was the beginning of your academic career. And if you want to move up, if you want to be the manager, if you want to be a supervisor, if you want to someday own the place, you need to continue your education also, whether that is formal education or whether that is a love of learning that comes from, you know, improving your ability to accomplish whatever your task is in your career. Mm-hmm. That lifelong learning is probably one of the key things that we really try to instill in every one of our students.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your vision today for Lake Area Tech? What are some goals that you have now moving forward?
You know, probably the biggest thing is to continue to meet South Dakota's technically skilled workforce needs. You know, the Lake Area Tech and the whole South Dakota's technical education system does an outstanding job. That the system as a whole ranks number one in the nation for a lot of different categories, but particularly when you look at graduation rates and placement rates. And so there's a lot of things here that the technical education system can continue to do to help South Dakota's economy, to help us grow. You know, today, you know, we're back in school today, and we're moving forward because industry needs our graduates and South Dakota needs our graduates. So we're here getting face-to-face education for our students.
Yeah. Talk to us about that adjustment when things were so uncertain earlier this year, schools closing because of concerns about the pandemic. That has to be especially challenging in an area that so emphasizes that hands-on, face-to-face, practical experience.
It is, and you know, it becomes very important that you look at the broader impact that education has on on society. You know, like for example, in a K-12 system, you know, for a number of families, particularly single parents, you know, whether or not the children can go to school drives their decision on whether or not they can go to work. You know, so you know, if the K-12 system is not up and running, then you run into a position where you're putting these parents in a choice between, you know, being able to go to work and putting food on the table or staying home and supervising their children and helping them with their schoolwork. So, you know, and that's just one example. You know, for a number of our children out there, you know, the school system is a means of could be their best meal of the day, those types of things. So there's much broader impact of our educational system on society than just providing that key education, you know, from the social benefits.
Talk to us about the day you found out you would be inducted into the South Dakota Hall of Fame. What was the first thing that came to your mind?
Just a sheer humbleness that, you know, that because this is an award really from the community and from the people of South Dakota, this is a distinction, just being humbled and so honored to be amongst the esteemed colleagues that, you know, that I'm going to enter with. You know, as you mentioned earlier, you know, Larry Pressler originally appointed me to the Air Force Academy, and, you know, some of the other folks are just, every one of them is an icon in South Dakota, and just to be even considered to be amongst that group is humbling. To actually be selected is endearing, no doubt.
In our final couple moments, what are some final thoughts that you want to leave with South Dakota for why you decided to come back home to South Dakota after seeing so many parts of the world? What's special about South Dakota to you that you want to make your home here and continue excellence here?
Well, probably the biggest thing is, you know, this is home for me. I was born and raised in the central part of South Dakota, down in the Presho, Murdo, Pukkawana, you know, in those areas. So, you know, this is home for me, and this is where everything that I put to good use in the military, those core values, all those things came from being raised in South Dakota and raised with that strong family background and a background in integrity and honor that you get from being raised in the agriculture communities and small communities across South Dakota. So when I came home and they offered me the position here at Lake Area Tech, I saw that as an opportunity to give back to not only Watertown, but to give back to South Dakota. Being a Watertown graduate, that was really important to me. You know, my family, extended family is here, and I just consider it an honor to be able to continue to serve Watertown in South Dakota. And so the accolade that the South Dakota Hall of Fame represents is really meaningful to me from that perspective.
My guest has been Mike Cartney, president of Lake Area Technical College in Watertown and a 2020 South Dakota Hall of Fame inductee. President Cartney, thanks so much for joining us today. A treat to talk to you, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Jackie. It has been a pleasure.